This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today is the second day in a row the big sports story has come out of Boston, Massachusetts. Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the National Football League, said this afternoon the four-game Deflategate suspension of Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is going to stay at four games. Appeal emphatically denied. Yesterday, of course, it was Boston taking a pass on the 2024 Summer Olympics. The games of the 31st Olympiad, that is the 2016 games, will be in Rio de Janeiro next year. But the Brazilian economy is in a very different place right now than it was when the country was awarded both the Olympics and the 2014 Soccer World Cup. Juliana Barbosa was the Associated Press correspondent in Rio for 4 years. Her new book about that city and where it stands economically is called Dancing with the Devil in the City of God. Juliana, it's good to have you on.
Good to be here.
So you were born in Brazil, we should say at the outset. You left for a while and whatever, but then you go back in 2010. Why?
Well, two reasons, really. You know, as a Brazilian, I had noticed that Brazil had gone from being this country that I remembered in the 80s, you know, a lot of political instability and economic difficulty. Brazil had transitioned out of a military dictatorship and had a terrible period in the 90s of hyperinflation, in which people had real difficulty planning their lives. And I was watching as this transitioned into the 2000s, and I was seeing a really different country. There was this effervescence, you know, things were happening there. So I cared about that as a Brazilian. But then as a journalist, this is the big story. Brazil had always been the country of the future, and now it looked like the future had arrived or was arriving, and I wanted to be there to cover that story.
Do you think Brazilians understood what they were getting themselves into when they bid for and won the World Cup and then the 2016 Olympics?
Not entirely. I feel like those events were sold to the Brazilian population, were promoted to the Brazilian population as ways of showing the world that we've made it. That was the intention. That's what people wanted. What they had not known is the sheer financial cost of building all that infrastructure and the venues, and also the way that big mega events like that have a way of hijacking your urban planning agenda. And all of a sudden, instead of getting the things that the population really needs, the cities have as their goals the goals and the timelines of these events, and other things don't get done or pushed to the back burner. And that is the real cost in a way that I think very few people had anticipated.
So how does the Brazilian economy feel now to the average Brazilian, right? With the World Cup having come and gone and the Olympics yet to come, you know, arguably Brazil is still in the midst of all this fervor. How does it feel there, you know, on the ground day to day?
This is the really interesting aspect of all this. Brazil's a very different country now than the one I went back to in 2010. It was booming then. There was this optimism, and people believed in their own future and the country's future. And now we're seeing something completely different. The economy has been stagnant for a couple of years now. Inflation, which is the big monster that every Brazilian's afraid of, everybody who lived through the 90s is very fearful when they see those inflation rates ticking back up. There is a deep ambivalence about hosting these big events in the country that Brazil is today.
We should say you are no longer living in Brazil. You've moved on. But have you been back since the World Cup, and are you going to go back for the Olympics?
Oh, yeah. Now, I've been back a couple of times. I continue to do a lot of work based there, and I am definitely planning on being there for the Olympics. I wouldn't miss it for the world. Very curious to see how it'll, you know, all those stories will come to a close.
It's a book called Dancing with the Devil in the City of God, Rio de Janeiro on the Brink by Juliana Barbosa. Juliana, thanks very much for your time.
Well, thank you.